This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. In 1928, Herbert Hoover was elected president. Mae West made her stage debut in New York, and the new China restaurant opened in Galesburg. Hoover and West are long gone, and soon the restaurant will be gone too. It was frigid on Thursday morning in Galesburg. The outside temperature hovered just above zero. But it was toasty in the busy kitchen at New China, where Melinda Kilgore is cooking a hearty breakfast. The dining area is crowded with tables and booths, but not with customers. Just a handful are waiting for their meals. Kilgore has cooked many meals here. She's owned the restaurant for 47 years. But all good things must come to an end, and Kilgore says New China will make its final meal at the end of the month. She says it's become too difficult to make ends meet.
After all the factories and closed, it was just economic growth. You have nothing but chain restaurants opening, retail here. Most of my customers are on fixed income, senior citizens. It's hard.
Kilgore says it will also be hard to say goodbye because her customers and workers are like family.
They've been close to me. They've given me emotional support, and sometimes I've had customers that just give me grief, but I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. It has helped me tremendously.
Kilgore says some customers offered to help raise money, but she's already decided it's time to close the doors. New China is known for serving a mix of American and Chinese dishes. The menu offers dishes as diverse as fried shrimp with chow mein and T-bone steaks. I'm T.J. Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.